Around this time last year, Rhonda Eggotes put her name in the hat for warden of Perth County, at virtually the last minute. Eggotes, deputy warden for 3 years prior, did not announce her intention to run for warden until the day of the election, in December 2022. Eggotes defeated North Perth Mayor Todd Kaysenberg after secret ballot votes from each of 10 county councillors representing North Perth, Perth East, Perth South and West Perth. There was no such drama this time around, as the warden was acclaimed for a second term at an election on Thursday. "They probably heard me talk about all the places I go to as the warden," Eggotes said jokingly about the lack of competition, in an interview with Stratford Today. Indeed, her workload picked up considerably in the past year, with more commitments adding to her mayoral duties in Perth East. "A lot of additional committees and appearances. People want you at their functions to bring greetings on behalf of the county. I tried to get to as many things as I could. A lot of events are back in full swing, post-COVID. County Council is currently working on an official plan, which is reaching its final stages," Eggotes said. "They are also starting the budget process after an opening review session held this week. As always, council will aim for a balance when they continue budget work next month," she said. Getting the elevator at the Perth County Courthouse up and going and continued work on the courthouse campus, including renovations and a link to the former Service Ontario portion of the building, are important projects, the warden said. Eggotes said county staff deserve praise for their patience with the continuing work. Some are working in different parts of the building, others at home. Wherever they can make it work. It will be great when we get everyone back together again. Eggotes has served 23 years in politics, including 13 on county council. Doug Kellum, deputy mayor for North Perth, was acclaimed to the role of deputy warden for a second term. "I am grateful for the opportunity to continue to serve as deputy warden," Kellum said. "We have an excellent council and I look forward to continuing our momentum in cultivating opportunity in our vibrant region."